You are listening to our Week in Review here on the Dirty Sheets. I'm joined by my regular colleague who's in a car somewhere. We're basically at the point where we're just doing this as and when we can because we've made a commitment to doing it. But I didn't think it would be this bad, like this early. What about that rating? That 0.00 something. 0.8.
What? I didn't hear.
What's that?
I didn't hear that. What happened?
That rating. Like, I sent it to you. The FS1 rating. It was under a million.
Oh, I know under a million for SmackDown, but I wasn't really... Like, I'm not really bothered by that because it got moved to FS1.
Yeah, but the thing is, what even like Meltzer saying, and I don't agree with him most of the time, it's like... If your fans are interested, they'll find it, and their loyalty quota is down to like under a million. There's like under a million people that will just look for them wherever. I don't think it's necessarily that hard to find on FS1. I mean, people managed to find all the UFC cards there for years.
Yeah, I mean it's not one of those stations that's right there, really. I mean, I wouldn't tell you the name of the channel. Or like the number of the channel, I pretty much go to where my ESPN is and start scrolling up, and then I'll see it. But otherwise, it's annoying. I find it as annoying as like when you can't find. I think it was like one of the baseball games during the playoffs. I'm like, now what channel is it on? You can never find it. I'm like, it's like it used to be on just network, you know, Fox. And now I'm on TBS, I'm on TNT. I got to go then move over to California Sports Network or some craziness. I'm like, oh my God. You know, so you just win.
But my point is that if we're at 1998 and Steve Austin's in a feud with Vince McMahon and they move Raw for 1 week to another channel during that time, you're going to find it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'll kill somebody to find it at that point.
And I think it's part of this SmackDown show wasn't too bad. We are joined, by the way. My son, Austin, is going to be doing the show with us. Austin can chime in and speak whenever he wants. You can speak now.
No.
Right. Just speak whenever you want. The reason we have him on is basically because he actually has some enthusiasm for this Crown Jewel card, and has told me that it's the most... It's the card he's most looking forward to all year. And I really don't think me and Cav are going to bring you up to that level for with our enthusiasm for it. Because I think they'll be lucky to get out of it.
See,
with...
I got questions for Austin about this.
Oh, go on.
Austin, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is for you. Every week, do you get excited for wrestling to be on TV? Like, you can't wait to watch it with Dad?
Yeah.
What is the most exciting part for you? What can't you wait for?
He said, "What can't you?" He said, "What's the most exciting part? What can't you wait for? What do you want to see each week?"
Yeah. What's your favorite? Like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens between these two people. What is the story?
Firefly Funhouse.
Okay, I agree with that. That's worth waiting for. So after 3 hours. Well, now that's going to be on Friday. So, what about on Monday Night Raw? What do you look forward to?
Whatever the main event is.
Oh, so you just want to wait to see what the main event... But there's no story that you look forward to right now.
Is there a storyline you like at the moment? He's thinking. You can't think quietly. You have to keep...
Like, do you like the Lana and Rusev? Do you understand... The Lana and Rusev storyline, or you don't understand why they're...
Yeah, I understand it. I don't really like it.
No? What about... You like seeing Drew each week, obviously, because you're in a position where you're a kid who knows a guy on the TV. Does that make any difference?
Yeah.
Yeah? But he's asking you, basically, what do you look forward to each week? And then we'll ask you about Crown Jewel. No, you don't.
What do you think is going on with Rusev, Lana, and Bobby Bobby Lashley. What do you think they're mad at each other about? What's happening?
Rusev is mad at Lashley because Lashley just magically somehow fell in love with Lana.
Yeah, magically somehow. Yeah. Well, I mean that.
See that.
For some strange
right
reason.
Yeah, but that's they didn't explain it. They haven't actually explained it still, have they?
Well, did you watch last night yet?
No.
Oh, okay. He hasn't. I have. Like, I saw okay. The explanation of like he wants
now,
it all the time.
For me and you, Billy. Now, for me and you.
Yeah, for me and you. Yeah.
Oh. Before they made a point. Her first explanation made no sense because why would she leave somebody if that was the problem to be with somebody else that's all they do?
Yeah, because I imagine, like, it's no different right now. So I didn't...
No the difference is then she turned it into, he wants me to have a baby, which then would be the opposite of Lashley. He just wants to have the fun and not the baby.
Yeah, and if you're trying to have the baby, then you're not going to be having it anymore. You're not going to be having it anymore anyway. So I mean, I think they wanted to do the storyline. They thought, right, let's do something with these two. Let's make it real conversational. Let's go with a black guy. And they didn't think past then. And now they're back to where they are week by week, the same way that they were in the Funhouse because they didn't have a plan for it. And they just the Funhouse was working, and then they thought, oh. Let's put him in with a champion. Oh, we don't want to make him the champion. Oh, how do we get out of this? They got out of this with the biggest garbage end of a pay-per-view I've ever seen. In fact,
that's the worst
pay-per-view end ever. It is, right? Say that into the phone, please.
It's such a bad pay-per-view ending.
Yeah, was it the worst ending you've ever seen? The worst?
Yes.
Yeah. He said it's the worst ending he ever saw. Like, even with all that violence.
You know, and that brings us to the crown jewel, because I don't think they were working their way toward this, because now there is no way to stop the match.
Like, no, Rollins was the Rollins was the captain of Team Hogan. Like, how did they get to this?
Yeah, so they try to lie to us and try. I guarantee you, they think they go, you know what? Let's do this. It'll look like we actually planned the last thing that happened. And now we can say, well, because of that, now this one is no stopping the match. Like, we planned it to go this way. No, you didn't plan anything. You had to try to figure something out because everybody wanted to kill the company.
I'm pretty sure what they've realized they've done is they've messed up the character because they wanted to get this into a TLC, and they already set the TLC match up. And now I think that they think that they've messed it up so bad that now the only alternative is to just chuck him on SmackDown, take him off TV for like 2 months, and then just bring him back in a new year. I can honestly see him just redoing the skits and all that, like he didn't exist, on like his Raw existence is over, and then he just pops back and he starts doing the skits again as a SmackDown guy. I can honestly just see them just going, we fucked up, let's just beat him and start again.
I mean, this brings it all back to also that it's supposed to be separate brands, but you got a SmackDown guy going for the Raw championship.
Yeah, immediately, yeah. So, I mean, there's no way he can win unless he's not a SmackDown guy, but I'm still, like, looking for this big trade that they said they were going to do. I mean, I just wonder if it's going to be that.
Well, the funny thing is they left that whole trade thing open where they said for picks in the future. So they don't even... So all of a sudden, somebody's just going to be gone and show up the other place, and they're going to say, oh, this was because of the trade.
I genuinely think that they just don't watch or understand sports. I just don't think that they're sports guys. I think that they try and, like, have a vague aspect of sports and they want to be involved in sports, but I don't think they understand sports. I don't think they know what the NFL draft is. I don't think they understand, like, the college system. I don't think they understand... Like, they've obviously got these combat guys in Velasquez and Tyson Fury, but I just don't think that they understand sports and they shouldn't try and do sports. Like, that draft was embarrassing. That draft has been hammered by every single person, every other podcast as well. So it wasn't just us. I know you don't like Smart Wrestling Fan, but I heard their report on the draft that it was pretty, they picked out even more loopholes than us.
Was it a 5-hour long show where they had to talk about it?
Well, it's 3 hours, 19 minutes, but now they do AEW, they do AEW, NXT, SmackDown, Raw, and a pay-per-view.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You'd have to be paying me so much money to do all that. That's a day's work.
Yeah, it's 3 hours and 20 minute show. So let's talk about Crown Jewel, because that's why I got him here. Yeah. So Austin's mum doesn't finish work till what time? Five. Speaking to here.
Five.
Right. She finishes at 5 and Crown Jewel starts at 6. So he's thinking about sacking off his trick or treating so that he can watch it because he's looking forward to it that much.
Wow. See, Austin, I think you shouldn't miss trick or treating. I think you could always. Crown Jewel, you don't need to watch it live. You could. How long is trick or treating? It's not going to be that long.
How many are you going to do it for an hour? I might miss the first half an hour. I don't know.
Well, that's what you do. You would just pause it in the beginning. You don't start it until half hour later, and then you can do your trick or treating, come back, and you can watch the whole thing. So if there is a match that you don't like, you can skip past it.
Yeah. What match? What match don't you care about? What match don't you care about?
Some of like the tag team tournament matches things.
Yeah, that's a good one to skip over. That's a good one. And there's no women's matches, so
yeah, because okay women aren't allowed in Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
Oh God. How about are you looking forward to Strowman and that boxer?
Yeah, Fury.
Yeah, you want to see that?
Yeah, I think Fury will knock him out.
Yeah, I think that's always the way. If somebody famous comes in from another place, they always make them look better than their own person.
Yeah, that's true.
Every time.
So what do you? Let's run like from bottom to top, and then like we'll close out. Like if you want to talk about it, then talk about it. What are you thinking for the tag team tournament? Austin first, go on.
Street Profits.
Street Profits? Are they even in it?
I
don't know if they're in it. They would have to be, no?
I don't know.
I mean,
Revival. Viking Raiders. I don't know.
Well, that's just all the main people. What are you thinking, Kev?
I'll go with the Heavy Machinery.
I haven't seen anyone like touch the Viking Raiders yet. I don't see how they get them out of the match.
Is this just, did you have the pin or is it over the top rope or what?
Oh, it's tag team turmoil. It's going to be like at least 45 minutes.
But I mean, what does that even entail? Do you have to get thrown over the top rope to lose? There's no pins, right?
Yeah, it's that pin. Turmoil's that thing where one team starts in and they get pinned. They have a full match. And then once somebody wins the match, the other team comes in.
Is that no tournament?
Oh, so it's not every. I'm thinking everyone's in the ring at the same time, too, at that point.
No, it's a gauntlet. It's a gauntlet match, I think.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're probably right then. Yeah, and they're champions. They should have them win.
But Revival are champs, too, so.
Yeah, well, they don't seem to care about champions losing, that's for sure. But
so,
brand new team, maybe?
You know what? I got this weird, like, feeling. This weird feeling. That some other wrestlers interfere in the Fury and Strowman match. Like, they're like, oh, you don't belong in the ring. We're not on the card kind of thing. And Fury and Strowman just beat them up. Like, they don't, their match.
They
match
turn into a tag team almost. And
yeah, their match is like a no contest or something. Like, no winner. And
because it does make no sense that all of a sudden Strowman's, like, a bad guy just because this guy's famous or something. The whole thing doesn't make sense.
So can you imagine Ziggler and Bobby Roode come out, for example, ruin this match between Strowman and Tyson Fury. They beat them up. And then Ziggler and Roode are at the end of this tag team turmoil. And then Strowman and Tyson Fury are the last team.
Oh, God.
That is not going to happen.
Isn't it?
I'm 100% sure.
I know. Well, I think it's just something they could do because it gets them out of the match, then no one has to lose.
No way.
Yeah, but they would have had to have had that match, right? So you'd think they would get interrupted and the match wouldn't even have an ending with that other one.
Yeah, there'd be a couple of like shoulder blocks and stuff, and then the guys would come down and attack them. Maybe like more than like two guys. Maybe like the OC. Maybe all the heel tag teams, and they just like and they just destroy the tag division, and then they come out and win the match as well. I mean, that's how much they care about the tags.
Raiders, though. What about the Viking Raiders?
No. I'm thinking they do the gauntlet match and a heel team wins at the end, and then Strowman and Fury are the last team. Listen, I don't think this is going to happen, and I'm not being told this is going to happen. I'm just trying to think of a way to get out of this pay-per-view without beating Braun Strowman to a boxer. That's all.
That is a big problem, that he's going to lose to a guy that's... And it's not. They don't say it's a boxing match, right?
No, it's not
or
a boxing.
Do they say it's a boxing match?
No. It's a betting. The betting is talking about, is it going to finish by pinfall, knockout, or submission? So.
Oh boy! I hate that they're going to make Strowman lose this match and look stupid.
So this. Then what about this U.S. title, like Battle Royal?
God, who's even in this battle royal? I don't even know. And it's for the U.S. title. It's a battle royal. So AJ has to beat everybody in a battle royal to keep his title?
No. So there's a battle royal, and whoever wins faces AJ on the same night.
Okay. So that means whoever wins will be too tired to win the title.
Yeah. I think it could be that I think it might be that Humberto Carrillo guy again.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Is it yesterday then? Do we have a list of who's in it?
There's like a list of like betting lists that people have guessed that are in it. But I mean, the favorites are Cedric Alexander, Buddy Murphy, and that Humberto, whatever his name is.
Humberto Carrillo.
Right. Kevin Owens is obviously not going to Saudi because Sami Zayn's not allowed in Saudi, so he's not going. So,
and it can't be Murphy since he's a bad guy. They won't have him win that to face another bad guy.
Oh, I didn't even know he was a bad guy. Okay.
Oh, he was last night talking, yelling at R-Truth.
Right.
So they make him a bad guy at that point.
I was flicking through this Raw to watch Pittsburgh and Miami, which is, I mean,
that's scary that you would choose that over wrestling. That tells you what wrestling is like now.
Well, I mean, in wrestling's defense, it was like 14-0 to Miami, which made it more interesting to bet it. But yeah, it's still pretty bad that I was even checked even once. All right, so then we got the. We've talked about Fury and Strowman, I guess. Team Hogan and Team Flair.
Team Hogan.
Yeah, it's got to be Hogan's team that wins. And this is another one. Is this like a Survivor Series match?
No, it's fucking 1-4.
Wow. Oh, my God. I guess then it's so you don't look bad getting... eliminated, like they all could stand there and raise their hands, you know?
Well, also because they're doing a whole pay-per-view dedicated to elimination matches in 3 weeks' time, which they haven't even talked about yet. You know, it's 3 weeks away. They've not even touched it. Like, you know, do you think they'd announce... Do you think the women would start talking about it right now, at least? To at least get it going.
Well, you know, what else is funny is I was seeing all over the internet the other day, and I wouldn't have known otherwise, that Evolution was a pay-per-view a year ago.
Right. Thank God it's not this year. You should be going to the Survivor Series in Chicago. It's a chance to go back.
You know what? That was a thought. I did want to go there originally for that. But then I was like, well, I'm going to New York roughly around the same time. So
I wonder if not a good show, I wonder if this crowd will start just shitting on it and going AEW and all this.
If Fiend wins and Lesnar also wins against Velasquez, it will be a good pay-per-view.
Yeah, I don't think they want to do that match, though. I'm not sure. I think it'll end up being Rollins and Brock. I think. So who do you think will win the title match, Brock or Kane Velasquez?
Brock.
Oh, it's gotta be Brock. I mean, at least he's leaving with the title, so...
Well, I mean, I was certain it would be him, but he's got a lot of shine on these guys. Like, he beat the crap. That was the best thing they've done in a couple of months in that medical room. It was like Savage when Savage attacked Hogan, but I actually enjoyed this more. This is like one of the only things I've enjoyed more in the modern era than something from the 80s and 90s, because Brock was just awesome.
Yeah, he was throwing everybody around pretty good, and throwing Kane on top of Dominic was an added little tidbit there.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Austin doesn't really like Brock Lesnar, but he enjoyed that. Oh, you do now.
Only when it was Rollins, because I actually like Rollins a bit, but I like Fiend more.
Right. So we'll finish that now. Who do you like in the Fiend-Rollins match?
Fiend.
But who do you think will win?
Fiend.
You think the Fiend will win? What do you think, if they can't stop the match, how do you think...
How does it end?
How does it end, yeah.
It's... God, I mean...
Death?
They killed the Fiend and he didn't stop. So I mean, maybe maybe Rollins, since he's in that country, he straps a bomb to his chest and just hugs him and blows up.
Maybe this time, like, he's beating the shit out of Rollins, and like the Rollins won't quit and they won't stop it for Rollins, and you know the Undertaker hasn't left this country and he doesn't have a match. That's could be something.
Yeah. That has to be something. I mean, yeah, he was there just for that little parade or whatever.
Yeah, but he's got a whole like massive statue like with him and Roman. Mm-hmm. Do you see that thing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I can't imagine he's not on this thing. I'm gonna try and find out tonight, but
you know what? That does make sense. That maybe he. I mean, that's another way for it to. And he pulls him down through the ring again.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You can't stop the match for anything, but no one stopped it. Like, he's kidnapped the character, so.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, there's no count outs, I assume, right?
No, there's nothing.
It's fourth count anyway.
Yeah, see, that's... Yeah. And you know, with them, they'll be that dumb. He'll get pulled down through the mat. The ref will look for him and be like, I don't know where he is. I don't see him. Call for the bell. And people go crazy again from that, because it's like, what is that? I don't see. He disappeared.
But see, that's the thing. I don't think these like ragheads are gonna like reject anything. Really, I don't think they.
Oh, they won't. They'll cheer fine. It'll be the internet that explodes.
Yeah,
you won't hear anything there. So they'll be like, oh,
you know what? Maybe that's why they're doing it here. Maybe that's why they thought this is a great chance to do the match and get away with whatever bullshit we're gonna pull.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, we should put that out there. We think he'll get dragged through the ring. That's our official statement. He'll get dragged down. The ref will look in the hole for a little bit and put his hands up in the air like, I don't know, and then ring the bell.
You're shaking your head. Why are you shaking your head?
I do not think that will happen.
What do you think then? We have to actually say what we do think as opposed to just disagreeing with each other. So what do you think? Tell me your ending.
So Rollins will like go for a stomp.
Right.
And then he like Fiend will like push him and then hit his sister Abigail and then get the claw and pin him.
He'll just pin him.
So he'll win the title.
Yeah, Rollins will just lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really think that?
Yeah. How do you guys not think that?
How do we know?
Like, he got battered at Hell in a Cell, so I think he'll win this.
Just
well, think of this, Austin. He has the Raw belt. The Fiend is on SmackDown. He can't really take the belt over there.
Well, this is the thing. The other thing was, like, the other idea I had is that he does take the belt over there, and then they have to do a trade. Like, if they want their belt back, they have to send them the guy. I still think that's a really good idea, where the Fiend goes over there, and in order to get their belt back, they trade the Fiend out for three guys who screw over Team Raw in the match. Or just one. You can just do it one. Like, say, for example, they swap Fiend for Drew, and Drew's in a match for Team Raw, and all of a sudden he just claims something because he signed for SmackDown. Because the bragging rights of winning this stupid Survivor Series match was more important than having two champions. Like, it's the kind of illogical stuff they would do, but in a way, it's also more logical than... At least it's a thought to try and get out of something without just being totally lazy.
Yeah, I mean, the fact if Bray did win the Universal title, it would be at least something that they would have people talking about. Like, oh my God, they have no title over there. What are they going to do? It would actually make people talk.
Right.
But I just from knowing them, I don't think they would do it. I don't know if it's out of being lazy or it's like, oh, now the show won't have a title for a while. And it's like, well, who cares, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We'll just wait and see. There are more so than anything amazing happening. I'm just looking at how they booked this car crash because they have a lot of stuff that they have to navigate through. Brock's got to lead a match with Kane. Braun Strowman's got to, like, carry Fury through something. They got to get out of this finish. Like, they got a lot to, like, to do. Like, it's the booking as opposed to the more aesthetics of 4 to 5 star matches that I'm looking at here. They seem very cornered. What's that?
I just don't trust them anymore with anything.
Oh no, absolutely not. I don't think it'll be good. This kid thinks it's going to be like amazing, the best pay per view of the year. Yeah. So you?
Yeah, I do.
You do? I know. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
What? Tell me, just finishing off then. What do you think this best bit is going to be? Like, what's making it that?
The Fiend Rollins match.
That's it. One match.
And the Velasquez.
Do you know who Velasquez is?
Yeah.
Go on, explain.
He's the man who beat Brock Lesnar for the UFC title.
Right. And that makes you excited to see the match again?
Yeah.
All right.
You showed me the match.
Yeah. That's the thing. I showed you the match. WWE didn't fucking do it. That's the thing. Like, WWE didn't bother, like, paying UFC for that footage and stuff. Like, that would have been something. Like, he's excited because he watched a guy beat Brock Lesnar up in a cage because his dad put it on for him. So, I'm always doing their job for them. Cav, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Let's close out. I think we did
we did a
best job we could with what we had. All right, so check us out. Patreon.com/... Yeah, patreon.com/thedirtysheets. Make sure you check out The Man Show. You can just Google... The Man Show podcast, and then you can play it through Google. We didn't know that until this week, and we think that will be very helpful. And of course, I'm also at Lock Betting on Twitter. Lockbetting.com is my website, and Cavs on Twitter at Lingus Mafia.
Yep.
All right, that's everything. Thanks, Austin. Thanks, Cav. We'll be back next week where we can tell you what really did happen at Crown Jewel and most likely complain about it.